Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 610, mitzvah Tav Reish Yud. As we close in, fourth to last mitzvah, today's isser is the lo saaseh of buying non-food items with meiser sheni money. Learned out from the same pasuk that we have been talking about for the past couple of days. At the end of Vidui Maisros, we say, again, lo achalti va'oni mimenu. We did not eat. We testify, we're made on ourselves that we did not eat the Meiser Sheni in a state of aninus, v'lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei, and we did not kitsum it when we were tamei or when it was tamei. And today's mitzvah, v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. Literally, I did not give from it to a dead body. What does that mean? V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. Unkelis, v'lo yahavis b'nei l'mis. That's it. Just translates. I didn't give it to a dead body. So what exactly does that mean? So look at Rashi. V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, la'asos lo aron v'tachrichin. I didn't take the Meiser Sheni money and use it to buy a coffin or shrouds, Aron v'tachrichin. What's the chiddush? As we'll see in the Rishonim, even though this is a mitzvah, but this is not one of the items that are allowed to be used for, you're not allowed to buy, use Meiser Sheni money to buy these. Shamati b'kol Hashem alakai, I have listened, and now we end off the vidui. I have listened to everything Hashem told me to do. Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani. I have done everything that I've been commanded, and therefore, now that we have finished the vidui, we say hashkifa mimon karchacha min hashamayim. Please Hashem, look down from your holy abode from heaven. Uvarech es amcha Yisrael. Bless Am Yisrael. Bes hadam asher nasata lanu and Eretz Yisrael. Kasher nishbata lavoseinu Eretz zavas chalav utvash. Please give us your brachos. As Rashi quotes, Asinu mashakazarta aleinu. We have done everything that has been decreed upon us. We have fulfilled your mitzvos. Asei ata mashalech alasos. So you now fulfill what you said you were going to do. Shamarta, because you said in bechukosati lechu. If we follow in your ways, v'nasati gishmeichem beitam. So please try to follow based on what we do. That's our tefillah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So again, today's iser is lo nasati mimenu l'meis. Says the Sefer Hachinuch. Shelo lahotzi dmei meiser sheni ela betzarchi achila v'shasiya. We're not allowed to take our meiser sheni money. We know, we'll talk about it Hashem soon again, that meiser sheni, if it is too much of a shlep to bring up to Yerushalayim, mitzvah zaseh we discussed earlier, mitzvah tof ayin gimel, the mitzvah meiser sheni, to take the meiser sheni fruit and eat it in Yerushalayim, bikdusha uvetahara. So if there's too much of a shlep, so I'm allowed to switch that fruit onto money, add on a chomesh, add on 25%, and bring that money up to Yerushalayim, and then use that money to buy what? To buy food. That's what I have to do, to buy food and drink, achilu v'shasiya, karbanos, anything that is for eating and drinking is allowed and is part of the mitzvah. The Alzen Nehmar, and that's learned that from here, and isn't the right to buy anything else. V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, shamati b'kol Hashem alokai, klomar, lo itzesi mimenu bedavar she'eino mekayem es aguf. I didn't buy anything that is not mekayem, that does not sustain the body. This is a language, this is a quote from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Meiser Sheni in Paragimel, Meiser Sheni nitan la'achila v'lishasiya, shenamar v'yachaltu lefnei Hashem alokecha. Meiser Sheni is given to eat and to drink, as it says, you shall eat v'sicha kishasiya, and smearing, using oils to smear on one's body, that's like drinking, that's okay, as we'll talk about, Bez Hashem. V'yasa lo'tzio b'shar tzrachav, you can't use it for any other needs, kagon, shikach bo kelim u'begadim avadim, you can't buy kelim or clothing or avadim, sh'ne'amar, lo nasat mimenu l'meis, klomar, how does Rambam understand that? Lo hotseisi oso bedavar, she'inu makayim es aguf, l'meis means something that does not keep me going and sustain me. Right, something that sustains me is the opposite of mace. That's how the Rambam understands it. The Ramban al Torah quotes this Rambam. He does not think that's the pshat of the mace. He quotes the Divrei Havai. The Ramban gives his own pshat to exactly what the words mean. But either way, lahalacha, Chazal tell us that's what it means, that you can't use this Meiser Sheni money to buy anything else. And we end off by saying, Shamati, I've listened to everything Hashem has told me to do. In the Alein L'Shameach, Rav Zilberstein quotes, and as all of his stories not directly connected, but when we have a line of Assisi, I've done everything I could. There was one story that somebody once came to Rav Al-Yashiv, well, actually, he first came to Rav Zilberstein, Achi, and he was very, very upset, and took a long time to calm him down. He was just very upset, and finally, after a little while, he calmed him down, and he says, what, tell me what the matter is. V'hitbarer, shekasher masar azugat tefillin shalom b'dika, when he gave his tefillin into the sofer for checking, and he was an older man, they found a missing letter, and Memele came out that he's never been yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin in his life, because the letter, there was a missing letter, and he cried, and he cried, and he couldn't calm him down, and he says, what can I do to be misakein? What can I do to fix this terrible avla that I have done? And Rav Zilberstein said, I went to ask my father-in-law. I don't know what to tell this man. I went to ask my father-in-law what to do. Bein time amartilo, and meanwhile, I told him before I went to ask Rav Yashiv that he should go and convince someone who doesn't wear tefillin, somebody who's olim chadashim shehigiu mirusia, to wear tefillin, to be mechazik somebody, to buy tefillin for somebody, so then you get a part of his chus every day, and if his children wear tefillin, and if his family wears tefillin, then memela, you will get tremendous zechuyos in his tefillin. That's what he said. I told him in the interim. Meanwhile, when I went to my father-in-law, he gave an etza acheres. And that is what? What should he do? He should buy a new pair of tefillin with all the possible hidurim to be machmer for all the shitas that we've shown him, the achronim, kemo hadio, vaklaf, shi'alabit his kloshitas, and first learn about them and be osek in them, and the learning will be a key of the tefillin, and then the buying will be a key. And that is what should be done. That story was printed in Tuvcha Yabiyu as well. And here he writes in Alin al-Shabeach that once that story was printed, a Talmid Chacham of first time came to him and said, the same thing happened with him. Same thing happened. Shagam et slow with Galeh. He found the psul tefillin that was there from when he became a bar mitzvah. And when he went to Rav Yashiv said, don't worry about it. It's okay. You've done the best you've can. Sisi kachal asher tivisani. You've done everything that you could have done. What are you supposed to do? You bought it from a kosher place, and you gave it to originally checked at the time, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be tovei you from anything more. So calm down. So the question is, Rav Zilberstein asks, why did Rav Yashiv at one point say, calm down, it's okay, don't worry, versus this other time, he gives him his whole etza of learning and buying v'chulu. So he explains, the first in the story where the guy comes, Mivuhal, and comes to Rav Yashiv, and he's, oh my God, I can't believe it. So there, Rav Yashiv is just trying to calm him down. So what a posik does is, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fault you, it's okay, it's fine. But then the other time, he's like, Mamish, okay, I'm calm, but what can I do to be misaki in this? Then he gave him an etza. So it depends on the circumstance, But Lamaisa, it seems like, if he was calm, then he would not get the mitzvah. He would not have gotten the mitzvah all of these years. So again, he's an ones. The question is, do we say ki'ilu avad? Ki'ilu avad, that relates to the lekach, the asvad araisa of Yosef Engel in Klal Yud Gimel, something that we've touched on many times. And that is, if somebody is onus from being mekayim a mitzvah, does he get the credit in Shemaim or not? And Rav Yosef Engel's machalik between mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs bein adam al-makom and mitzvahs bein adam al-chavero. When it comes to a bein adam al-chavero, you can't say it's as if you did it. Because Lamaisa, you did not make this person feel good. You didn't go to the wedding. You didn't take part in the Beaker Chol. You didn't do the mitzvah. So there's nothing to talk about. You can't get the credit. But if it's a Bein Adam LaMakom, so then I don't have enough to buy an Esrog. Hashem will consider it as if I had an Esrog. As if I did this, as if I did that. So you might say the same thing. Right, tefillin. Mitzvah Bein Adam LaMakom. I did everything I could in this mitzvah. I was Mashgiach. And I didn't know. So I was Ba'ones. So you might say, ki'ilu avad. Even though in this context it sounds like, no, you have to be mechaper and you have to be mesakin. But he did everything, it was an ones. Okay, baby. And there, if you remember, he's mechalik between the mitzvah of puravu and the mitzvah of lashevis yitzara. Puravu is more of the maisa ha-mitzvah, and ones command of it, one could say. Lashevis yitzara, the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, the populating the world, is more of a result orientation, like a mitzvah ben adam machadero, and therefore one wouldn't be able to say command of it. Okay, to explain a Mishnah in Meseches Gittin. Okay, let's continue. That's related to the line, though, Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai. I've done everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from me. Now we continue. B'sharash HaMitzvah Ma'aser Sheni. If you want to know about the message of Ma'aser Sheni, look what I wrote earlier in Mitzvah Tuf Ayin Gimel, and with what I wrote there, as well as what I write here, Shlo Lo Tzio Ki Im B'tzarchei Achilu V'Shasiya. It's only for eating and drinking. V'lo Nucha Lo Tzio Afilu Gros Bo Klei Chesev V'Zavo Avadim. You can't even buy Kalim. You can't buy items that are not for human consumption. The Netziv points out an important ha'ara regarding the idea, the halacha of Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, and the Netziv makes this ha'ara on his commentary on the She'iltos on She'ilta Kuf, where the She'iltos quotes that Kerem Ravai, Bizman Hazeh, Kerem Ravai, which is not the Ravai, which is the same halachas as Ma'aser Sheni, Bizman Hazeh, you're machal on a Shavar Pruta. Shaveh Pruta, Bizman Hazeh, we're not Machalol Shaveh B'Shaveh. If somebody has Ma'aser Sheni, somebody has Neter Avai, somebody has Hektish, I'm going to switch the Kedusha onto a little money, Shaveh Pruta, and then I can throw that into the sea. And the Achronim wonder about this She'iltos. It's also quoted in Tosvos in brachas at the beginning of Kesem Avarchan and Daflam and Heyamad Aleph. The Achronim has a number of questions on the Sheoltos. Number one, why do the Sheoltos not mention the bracha? Sheoltos is a halachic sefer. Whenever he goes through a mitzvah, he mentions the bracha. Number one, he doesn't mention a bracha here when he talks about Pidyon Kerem Revai Bizman Hazeh. Number two, he doesn't mention the fact that when you're podes something, you have to be Mosif Chomesh. You have to add on what we call 25% if the owner is being podeit. Number three, even though in general we hold, like the Mishnah says, Shava Kesef is Kekesef, right? You don't have to have actual money. Pidyon Meiser Sheni or Netzer Avai is different. The Gemara says it needs a Kesef Sheyeshal of Tzura, a certain type of money, of coinage. And how here did he say you can use Shava Kesef? So explains the Netziv in giving shot to the Sheiltos with one more question. Tosas, at the beginning of Kesem Avarchin, notes that there are two different psukim that teach us that there's a concept of Pidyon Netzer Avai, or Pidyon Meiser Sheni. The Gemara there, the Flamen Hey, quotes one, Achle V'Hadar Achle, and the Tosfos there asks, but there's another drasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin of Gzeira Shava. So we only need two sources for Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Explains the Netziv, there are two different halachos of Pidyon Meiser Sheni and Netzer Avai. There's what we would call a Pidyon Shel Mitzvah, and a Pidyon Shel Matir. Right, what does Pidyon Meiser Sheni do? It allows me now to partake of this fruit, wherever I am. So it's matir that. But there's also, sometimes, a mitzvah element, a lechatchila element of what to do. Mitzvah and matir. So all of the elements of a bracha, and no shavet kesef, and to be mosif chomesh, all of those are the Pidyon Shel Mitzvah. And that only applies in Meiser of Sheni and Ravai of Eretz Yisrael and Bizman HaMikdash. What's the Sheoltos talking about? Ravai Bizman HaZeh. That's the Rabbanon. So that would only be a Pidyon Shel Matir, not a Pidyon Shel Mitzvah. And therefore, you wouldn't make a bracha, and therefore, you wouldn't have to be Mosef Chomesh. All of them would be answered. But either way, what's important for us is these two ideas of the Netziv, mitzvah or matir. Again, you have this question by many other mitzvahs as well. Chalitza, is it a mitzvah or a matir? We discussed a couple of days ago. Hafrashas truma, mitzvah or a matir. A tip-off, Rav Schechter always likes to quote the Tosfos at the end of Meseches Nida, a tip-off for whether something is a mitzvah or a matir is whether there is a lechatchila way to do something and a bidi'evid way of doing something. If you left out the lechatchila element, if there's lachatchila b'diavad, that's for sure a mitzvah. You can't have a matir in a lachatchila way and a b'diavad way. Is it matir or is it not matir? The fact that there's a lachatchila must mean that there's an element of mitzvah too. So Tosfos says that in the context of tevila. Tevila, there's a lachatchila way of doing tevila. And b'diavad, if you have certain types of chatzitza, that's amakivid, miyashin amakivid, so then it could be okay b'diavad. The fact that there is a lachatchila idea would show that it is a mitzvah and not just a matir. So there's two ideas in the sugya of Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Let's continue. Midini ha-mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Mashamar zachar nalavracha. Shem mutter lo tzio bedvarim sheyasuch gufo bahem. Like the Rambam said before, what am I allowed to buy with my shosheni money? Food, drink, and oil to smear on my body. Shasicha bichlal achila v'shasiya. Because sicha, smearing, is included in eating and drinking. It's also something that I consume. It's consumed by me in order to help me live. De ke'ein mazon hi. L'chazek ha'guf l'ho'ilo. It's like food in order to be mechazek the guf. So sicha is kishasiya. This is a sugya in Maseches Yuma, the Brisker Rav. In the Grizal Rambam, at the end of the Grizal Rambam, he has about 10 pages of letters. He does not say who the letters were to or from, but he has correspondence that he has, and one of them is about this sugya of sicha is like shtia. And there he notes that the Rambam only quotes sicha kishtia in the context of a czar using truma oil, or an RL using truma oil. He only quotes it in the context of what one has to pay. How much one has to pay, but he doesn't quote it in the context of Isser, of Asur, Lasuch, a Yisrael, a Zor, is Asur, to use Shemen Shel Truma. So explains the Brisker Rav, there are two elements of Sicha Kishtia. Number one is regarding the Maisa Avera. When there's an Isser to eat or drink, is Sicha part of that? That's number one. Number two is the oil itself. The Chefza of the oil of Truma has to be, or with Kudshim, or whatever it is, or Meiser Sheni, has to be handled with Kedusha. And therefore, if you misuse it, you are violating the destiny of this oil, of this truma, of this kachim, even if it's not, so to speak, a maisa avera, if the Torah only asks us eating and drinking, maybe this isn't included. So that's what the Brisker Rav says, to explain the Rambam by the Isser of Zarus of Truma. The Venir of Benasa Rambam. The Sphere of the Emes Hachdra, should develop Yechalalu, Lo Namru, Klalini, Yisur, and Shal Truma. Rak Linian did Tashlumi, Karen, Vachomesh. Ubezeu demar binan lesach kishose. Aval ho Yisur, and Shal Truma. Harein kachol Yisur, and Torah, the Yisur, and Rak al Maisa Achila. Vesicha, Eina, Achila, Linian Ze. The Ein, Besicha, the Truma, Lo Lav, Velo Malkus. The Brisker Rav is Machalic within the Shitas of Rambam by Truma. Maybe you can apply the same idea by Maisa Sheni. It's not so much that the act is a Maisa Avera per se, but the act is undoing what the destiny of this Chefsa Shel Kedusha should have done to it. And therefore, you might not get Malkus, even though you'd have to pay the Chomesh if one misuses it. So that's Sichon Kishtia, but here, La Maisa, for this regard, for this mitzvah, you can buy the oil. That is considered part of the destiny of Maaser Sheni. Vayter, continuing the Sefer Achinuch. Umasha Amrus also lozi dama b'shem davar acher. Chutz mi'achila, v'shasiyah, v'sasicha, v'filo yedvar mitzvah. Even if it's for a dvar mitzvah. The Chinuch says that's what the emphasis of the Torah is. That lo nasati mimenu l'meis. I didn't even use it for a dvar mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Kfuras ha'meis. Kfuras ha'meis is the mitzvah. I didn't even use it for that. And he quotes the Medrash, Lashon Sifri, Sholakachti mimenu aron v'tachrichin. V'yamar zacharim lavracha, shekol zman shalotzi mimenu klum, l'shum davar, chutz mi'achila v'shisi v'sicha. If I buy it for any, if I buy anything else other than these items, shetash lemu, what, how do I fix my avera? Shishalimo is kinegdan. V'yocham em yishalim, sarchi suda, I have to buy back. I have to sell these and switch it back onto money and buy with money food and drink and oil. Umina domeh, the chinuch does though end and say, kivan diyesheish bo tashlumin in bochiyah malchus. Since there's something to do about this, so then I'm not going to get malchus for it. It's not a lot of a normal lav hanitak laasei, lav hanitak latashlumin, but there's a way to fix it. And therefore, if I bought this item, you have to, let's say I can already, you can't consume it, because it's obviously something that's not consumable. Consumable is what you're supposed to buy. But in this case, you wouldn't get malchus because you could just buy back. That's what the Radvaz points out on the Rambam, that even though the previous two mitzvos in this pasuk you would get malchus for, but for this one you wouldn't get malchus for, because there is a way to fix it. The fact that the pasuk alludes, according to the Chinuch, according to the Rashi, even for a dvar mitzvah, that's the chiddush of Aron v'tachrichin, because kfura is a mitzvah. What mitzvah is kfura? So there is somewhat of a steer in the Rambam. We discussed this back in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tse'etse, when we discussed the mitzvah of kfura. There are two Rambams. One Rambam says that the mitzvah of kfura is included mida oraisa in the pasuk, earlier in the pasuk in the parsha, ki kavar tikparenu bayomahu. That's talking about burying chayve misos bezdin, but also the Rambam says, and the Chinuch says earlier, tafkuf lamed zayin, that it includes burying any fellow Jew. Right, that is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. So the difficulty is that the Rambam, in the beginning of the 14th parak of Hilchas Avel, where he talks about all the mitzvahs d'rabanan, he says, mitzvahs aseh shal d'vrayim levakar, cholim l'nachim avelim, lohotzi ameis v'chulu, v'likbar, and to bury. And even though these are d'rabanan, they're included in v'atzorecha kamocha. Ask the Achronim, is it d'oraisa or is it d'rabanan? The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah, ki kabartik b'reda b'yomahu. So why here is he saying that it is d'rabanan, included in the Avdarecha Kamocha in some general sense? So we mentioned then, back at the beginning of the Parsha, the beautiful thought of the Mitzvah HaMelech, quoting from earlier, based on earlier sources as well. And that is, there is a Medrash that helps explain what is the Mitzvah of Kvura about. Is it just Gemilas Chesed, or is there something deeper? The Medrash says, Ad Shuvcha El Ha'adama Ki Mimena Lokachta. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, komets afer shal adama shenivreta mimenu, lo gzula biyadcha, ki afer atav el afer tashuv. Part of the mitzvah of kfura is that we have to return to the earth. Ki afer atav el afer tashuv. And even in a certain sense, he quotes from the Sifri and others that a person has a chiyuv to bury himself. He just can't because he's dead. But he's a chiyuv to bury himself. Like we find Moshe cover as atzmo. The Dor HaMidbar, right, dug their own graves and went to sleep in there every night of Tisha B'Av. So, Memela, every person has a chiyuv to bury himself. Why? Gemilas chesed? There's no chesed for himself. No. that the ultimate destiny of every body is to go back. He offer atav el afar tashuv. And that's how he quotes. There are some Rishonim that say maybe there's a mitzvah of kfura more upon the family than on anyone else. If it's chesed, it's just chesed. The answer is no. There might be another idea deeper than chesed, and that is ki afar atav el afar tashuv. So suggested the mitzvah semelech, the mitzvah da'oraisa might only apply to krovim. That's the mitzvah araisa, and it's this deeper idea. Chazal that expanded it to say, well, for chesed purposes, so then all these maisim apply on a drabbanan level, including in the afterecha kamocha. But that is on a drabbanan level. That's what's added to include all fellow Jews. Good. Let's finish up the chinuch. Venohegas iser zevas charma menekevas. This mitzvah, this iser, applies always, bizman abayis, ki oz hayilon maestros, when we have maestros daraisa, to buy anything, to switch it onto anything that is not consumable, food, drink, or oil, then it is aser daraisa. The overall zev, hosi bizman ahu, mo is maestro sheni, bishum davar, chutz viachilu mishasiya vasicha, if I bought anything else, over a lav, I violate the sisa daraisu, mishalim mikiso damim kabosam, I gotta take more money out of my pocket and switch it back. And after this whole mitzvah, after all these three mitzvahs that we've just discussed, we say, Ashkifa mimam kachacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give us the brachos that we so daven for, and we so hope to deserve after we have done everything that we were supposed to do. Okay, Rabosai, we have three mitzvahs left. Coming up next time will be the mitzvah of Yahalachta Bidrachov, one of the most basic mitzvahs in the entire Torah. We'll stop here.